My name is Marco Russo. I'm from SQL BI. This session is about direct query in analysis services 2016. By the way, 80% of the content of this session can be valuable also for direct query used in Power BI. I will ask you just a few questions in a moment. As I said, my name is Marco Russo. I'm a book author of several books about analysis services, DAX, Power BI. You can find on sqlbi.com several information about the books and tools and other stuff that I will show you over the session. Before starting, how many of you use analysis services, any version? All of you, great. How many of you use the analysis services Tabular, any version? Direct query in 2012, 2014? Almost nobody. How many of you tried the direct query in 2016? In direct query? Wow, perfect. Okay, so you will learn a lot of things today. Great. So, what's going on today? This is the agenda. First of all, I will introduce direct query in analysis services 2016. I will describe what's changed since the previous version, and we will see how to create a data model using direct query, which is very easy, but in any way, we will see a few details about that. Then I will spend some time looking at how to query a data model in direct query mode. We will see how to use the client. In reality, there is not much to do, but especially during the development in Analysis Services Visual Studio, you may want to test data with a sample data or with the real data. And of course, this changes the engine and the performance of what you do. We will do some consideration about the security and how to optimize direct query or how to optimize the data sources that provide data to direct query. I will try to have time for a Q&A at the end. I think that the topic is very important because many people are waiting this feature to be really useful in the real world, and mainly this is related to the performance now and not just to the features. So, what is direct query? Analysis services is a server product that provides a semantic layer on top of a set of data. There are two engines in analysis services Tabular that are available. One is the in-memory engine that we call Vertipack. Microsoft uses the X-Velocity in-memory analytics mode or something like that, I don't remember. But nobody used this name. Everybody used Vertipack because Vertipack is the internal code name of the in-memory engine, and also the name that you can see in many events in case of any diagnostic, analysis, profiler events, and so on. The alternative option is direct query. What are the differences? With Vertipack, you are working with a copy of the entire data set in memory in a compressed way on analysis services. The same that happened when you use Power Pivot and Power BI, by the way, when you import data. When you use direct query, analysis services, or Power BI, is just a semantic layer on top of your data that converts any query, any MDX or DAX query, into one or more queries in SQL that are sent to the relational engine. So, this is helpful because you don't have to copy data, you reduce the latency, and you have no processing time, but at the same time, the performance of your queries mostly depend on the performance of the relational database. In terms of architecture, there is an important difference that occurred between the previous version and the new version of analysis services. Direct query existed in analysis services 2012 and 2014, but with a very, very important architectural difference. Now, any query, MDX or DAX, is analyzed and solved by the formula engine, which is common to Vertipack and direct query, but direct query is just a different kind of storage engine. This architectural difference allows to use any DAX function with direct query, and also to use MDX with direct query. In the previous version of analysis services, we had a complete different architecture internally to analysis services, and a single query in DAX, because MDX was not supported for direct query, was converted into a single query in SQL, which is nice for certain consideration. For example, the data is always consistent within a query, but from a performance point of view, it was an issue. Direct query in 2012 and 2014, if someone of you tried direct query in 2012, 2014, knows that is practically not very useful. The performance are too bad, unless you have a very, very, very small set of data, but just with the 100,000 rows and certain complex queries, you see that the performance are not what the user can expect, so not to mention bigger databases. With the new architecture, we may have more than one query sent to SQL Server for a single MDX or DAX query, which opens a potential issue in consistency of the result within a single query, which we will talk later. But it provides much more flexibility from analysis services point of view. More important, we support MDX now, which means that you can use Excel, the pivot table in Excel, to connect to a data model with direct query, which is something that before was not possible. So what are the pros and cons of the two options? I already introduced that, but we can just see a couple of slides to recap these differences. Vertipack has the best performance. If somebody thinks that the direct query could be faster than Vertipack, you have to explain me why this should even just thinkable. It's not possible. It is true that you have to get all the data in memory, and of course, this is a limit of the data that you can load in a single model. But you will always get a better performance if you can load your model in Vertipack. Moreover, you may have different data sources for a single model, which is not possible if you use direct query. When you use direct query, all the tables have to be included within the same data source, possibly the same database. Now, if you use SQL Server, you may work around this by using linked server, but of course, the performance will be not the same. And if you use Vertipack, since Vertipack copy the data, it performs a single scan of the source tables, which means that if your database, if your relational data source is has a heavy load, there are a lot of queries there, a lot of workload, and you want to isolate the extraction of the data just during the night, Vertipack is the way to go. You create a copy of the data because in this way you do not load too much workload on your relational database. But of course, there is latency. You have to schedule a refresh every hour, every day, every month, whatever is the refresh frequency that you want. When you process data, you need CPU time. Analysis services has to compress data in memory. It requires CPU power. All the data have to fit in memory, and sometime the time required to process is mainly the time to transfer data from the relational database to analysis services. And sometimes the network could be the bottleneck. For this reason, we start thinking about partitioning data, reducing the workload, so transferring only a subset of the data, and so on. When we go to direct query, we remove processing time. We remove data duplication. We remove latency. We technically could get data updated in real time in our reports, but everything has a cost. We no longer have the limit of the data in the limit of the memory to load our database, but of course our query will be slower. I challenge anyone to show me that you can find a faster engine than analysis services for a query with the same hardware. Of course, if you spend 100 times for the hardware, that's another story, and we can start also a discussion about the licensing costs at that point. But in terms of return of investment, analysis services is much better than any other solution I have seen so far. Of course, there is a limit because you can have only one data source for the data model. You cannot create a mashup of data coming from different data sources. And you have to consider the workload that you will apply on your relational database. Which relational database, by the way? In the previous version of Analysis Services, only Microsoft SQL Server was supported. Today, there is a larger support for several relational databases, also non-Microsoft. We will see this in the following slide. We have now support for DAX and MDX, like already mentioned. We can have a support for all the features of the DAX language. And so this has a number of consequences about the architecture. Last but not least, security. In the previous version of Direct Query, security was simply not supported. If you define security roles, they were not to be applied to Direct Query. Now you have not only one, but two ways of implementing security, like we will see later. So I don't want to spend time now, but security has been fundamentally fixed in this new version of Analysis Services. Supported data sources, Microsoft, Oracle, Teradata. Because the architecture makes it simpler to create new connectors for Direct Query, I expect this list to increase over time. I don't know when and how this will happen, but I expect other databases to be added to this list. As you see, Microsoft not only supports Microsoft SQL Server, but also Azure SQL Database, Data Warehouse, APS, and so on. Okay, so let's start looking at how we use Direct Query in Analysis Services. So I go in Visual Studio now. And in Visual Studio, I have a data model. You see, I have a number of projects that I already prepared just to shorten the time to show you the demo. And here I have a model that is created as a regular model in memory. I imported a number of tables. You can see the schema here. And I have just a regular star schema, products, date, sales, currency, store, promotion. The relational database behind has 12 million rows, but for this first example, I reduced the number of rows of the database to a few hundred thousand, just to shorten the time to reprocess data in case of need. Because I'm using the regular in-memory mode, I can see a preview of the content of each table in my data model. This is just a regular database. It works like any other. I have two or three measures created here, like this one, sales amount. I have another for the cost. I have another for the margin. These are just the very, very basic example that I created. And of course, I can open Excel or Power BI, connect to this database, and browse data. So if I connect from Excel, for example, this Excel is connected to the Workspace database, and I can see my cost, margin, sales amount, and split this by calendar year, for example, here, and I have my data here, okay? So far, so good. This is just the regular database. At this point, I say, okay, but I would like to switch to Direct Query. So I no longer want to work on a copy of this data handled by Analysis Services. I want to move to Direct Query. So there is only one thing to do. You go in the model properties, and as you see here, you have a Direct Query mode that by default is off. I just set this to on. At this point, something happened. As you see, the model is switched to Direct Query mode. And when in Direct Query mode, since I didn't do anything, every table was just one partition in my data model, my data disappeared. I no longer see my data. So the preview is not available now. We will see how to manage that later. And I start again looking at the data in Excel. But as you see, at this point, I have an additional option here, which is Direct Query Connection Mode. Direct Query Connection Mode allows you to connect to the sample data that I will show you in a moment or to the full data view. If I connect to the full data view, what I can see is this. I'm opening a new pivot table with a new connection from Excel to analysis services, I can ask the same data here, cost, margin, and sales amount. And you will notice that the performance are not the same. Now, this is intentional because I have particular queries behind here, and this is not the regular performance. But unless you have column store index set and some optimization on SQL Server, of course, aggregating a few thousands or a few million of rows could be slower, and every operation could be slower. But we will discuss about how to optimize that later. But if you don't do anything and you have a regular database without any specific optimization, you may expect not the best performance as possible, because, of course, this is the reason why we used analysis services in the past. But question? No, this is a smaller one, but there is a view in the middle, and there are no column store indexes. So, but I will show you some things faster later. Don't worry. We can obtain good performance. It's just I'm just showing you that out of the box, the performance could be bad if you don't pay attention to certain things. Okay. So the goal was just to introduce you to how to switch to direct query. And by the way, if I switch back from direct query to the regular VertiPack mode, this is what happened. As you see, I still don't see any preview of data, because when you switch to direct query, you lose the data that you previously loaded in VertiPack. So at this point, I have to go here in model, process, and process all to load the data in memory again. The process table, in this case, is copying the entire content of the data. And so, as you see, I have just 100,000 rows in the sales table. The reason why the query in that query was low is because this view that I'm using is applying a filter to only get one row every 100. So I get only 1% of the rows, but the presence of this condition slows down any direct query performance, so I have to remove that later. Now, when I switch to direct query, so after I do that, I can see the preview of the data, and of course, the performance are fast again. I just want to show you one thing that I forgot to highlight. When I am in direct query mode, if I try to process data, like in this case, let me repeat this with all the tables, process all. This is what happened. Zero rows transferred. I do not have any. I don't do anything. The data are just in SQL Server. Okay. So, okay. Let's go back to the slide 1 minute, and then I will try to spend most of the time during them. Just a quick recap about what we have seen so far. The direct query mode property is what allows us to move a data model from in-memory mode to the direct query mode. So when we click on, all the data disappear, and when we are in Excel, we can select the direct query connection mode if you want to actually use direct query. When you are using Visual Studio and the Workspace database, you have to switch to the full data view. Now, let's do some consideration about the partitions and the sample data. As you have seen, Excel asked me, do you want to use sample data or not? I can specify that my table has one or more additional partitions that will load sample data, so that when I'm using Visual Studio or when I'm trying my sample queries or I just test my measures, I want to not to spend too much time waiting for SQL. Maybe that in the development environment, you may have the same SQL Server database, but without the same performance. You may expect that the server will have good performance, but in development mode, you have a slower machine. So you may want to create a model where you have some sample data. So the idea is that we can do that using the partitions. I will show you in a minute how to do that. And we can also switch to the direct query mode, not in the development environment, but after the deployment. And this is possible through a switch that we have available in SQL Server Management Studio. So at this point, we will see these other two options, how to manage the sample data in SQL Server data tools and in SQL Server Management Studio, how to switch to direct query mode. As you see now, I switch to another project, this with sample data. This model is a direct query mode. As you see, this is on. But at the same time, I can see data in my tables. How is it possible? If I go to table partitions, I can see that in this table with the partition manager, I created two partitions. One is the direct query, the simple direct query mode. And the other is sample. Look at the content of the SQL statement that I have here. In the direct query mode, I load the entire table. Select star from table. In reality, I'm using a view, but this is just a detail that I use to perform many demos with the same database. The sample partition here has the same connection. It has to be the same connection. As you see, only one of the partitions is the direct query, and the others have to be sample, and you can change the state by using this button. And the query that I used in this case is a query where I apply just a where condition. And this where condition is saying, I want to get only the first day of the month. Instead of getting, this time, the entire table is 12 million rows, not just 100,000. But with this condition, I will get only the first day of the month of the data that I have. So I will see data distributed by year, month, but not by day. I would have only the first day of the month. It's just a technique to load a subset of the data. In fact, if I look at the content of the sales table here, let me see, we have 400,000 rows loaded. And the total is 12 million and something, so actually is one day every 30, something like that. Now, what about the other tables? Because, of course, once I loaded the sales table, I have to do the same for all the other tables in the model. I cannot just load one table in sample. And in this case, since the other tables are relatively small, I just loaded the entire content of the table in two partitions. Direct query and sample partitions, in this case, are identical. I just limited the data in my fact table, in the table sales, which was the larger one, because otherwise I will wait 1 or 2 minutes when I process the data in my Workspace database, and maybe that you have much more data. Do your consideration if you want to limit the data, for example, for a large dimension like products or customer. This is something that you have to evaluate for your specific scenario. Now, at this point, I have one data model in Analysis Services that has part of the data in memory with VertiPack and part of the data, or better, another definition of the data that is direct query. When I connect with Excel, I have to choose between one and the other. So once again, if I go in this button Excel here, the dialog box asks me if I want to connect it to the sample data view or to the full data view. So let's start with the sample data view. I expect this to be smaller and also to have different numbers. That's important. If I include the cost margin and sales amount, look at the numbers here. These are the numbers, the total of the cost for the entire period. And if I include the calendar here, the results are very, very quick. So my test can be fast. But at the same time, I know that the numbers that I'm observing now are not necessarily representing the entire set of data because direct query has a much larger set of data. So by keeping this Excel file open, I create a new file now, and I connect it using the full data view, this one. So now I connect this new instance of Excel will be connected to the data in SQL Server. And of course, I expect a different performance because when I click cost and margin and sales amount, now I'm querying 12 million rows. As you see, it's not bad. The performance are not so bad, even if they are slower than before, of course. And I can improve that a little bit. We will see this later, but I just want to show you now that the numbers, the totals that you see, are different in the full data view than in sample data view. Of course, if I load the entire set of data also in the sample data view, I will see the same numbers, but I need more memory to do that. So just to quickly show you, this was the sample. And as soon as the query finishes, we will see the numbers. But you can just see that the total is different in this case, okay? And as you see, this is still loading, still loading. This depends, the performance depends on SQL Server, depends on other details. And I will explain you in a moment why this works in this way. Now, in the meantime, we can see, okay, and finally it showed up. You see that we waited for almost 1 minute. Again, this depends on the SQL Server that we have behind. This one was not optimized for this kind of workload, so it is very, very slow. Okay, so as I said, I can do also another thing. I can deploy a model, and what does it mean, deploy? In my model here, for example, first step, direct query, my model could be deployed. So if you go here and you deploy the model, you no longer have just a workspace database in analysis services, you have a fully deployed data model. And if I go to SQL Server Management Studio and I connect to analysis services here, you can see that my connection, my, in this case, Contoso Direct Query, this is just another example, Contoso Direct Query is another database that I deployed, that I can analyze here. So let me do this with the first steps that is better. This one is the model that I deployed before. If I go in the properties of the database, I can see this. I can see that the model has these settings, and I can choose whether I want to use the import data mode or the direct query mode. So with import, all the data are imported into the model. If I click on direct query and I click OK, I switch to direct query. So you can switch between one and the other in production. This is possible, however, only when your model only has one partition per table that works as in direct query mode. Because if you have multiple partitions, you cannot switch the model in this way in production. It will not work. So if you have sample partitions, you cannot do this change at the SQL Server Management Studio level. The idea behind is that if your model is very simple, you can switch between direct query mode or not straight into Management Studio if you want. Okay. So this is just in the slides, I kept a few screenshots to give you a hint about where to set the partitions and when to switch direct query in SQL Server Management Studio. Now, just a second. There are limitations. I say that there are no limitations in SQL in Analysis Services 2016, but this is mainly related to the DAX language that you can use. In terms of data modeling, there are a few limitations that we have. The main limitation from the data modeling point of view is that we cannot use calculated tables in a model that has direct query enabled. Now, calculated tables are a new feature in Analysis Services 2016, so it's not a feature that we had before in 2012, 2014. Calculated columns are supported, however, but you cannot use a few functions in these calculated columns. So the limitation of the DAX function that you can use only applies to calculated columns and in filters of row level security. So you cannot use the full spectrum of the DAX functions that you have available, and a detailed list of the functions that you can use is at the link that I listed there. MDX is available now in 2016, but there are a few limitations in certain details that you can apply in the MDX query. Now, if you are an Excel user, Excel does not use the syntaxes that are not supported for MDX. So Excel works well with direct query. But if you have another client or you create your own MDX queries, for direct query, you have to be careful. There are a few syntaxes that are not supported in direct query mode. And again, there is a list available in the link that you find in the slide. Are not important, but there is something that you might want to take a look. So what happens when we are running a query in direct query mode? As I said, the performance really depends on the relational database. And in order to optimize a relational database, we have to get an idea about what is the kind of requests that are transferred to our relational database. We can investigate on what is going on using a couple of tools, certainly the SQL Profiler, but also DuckStudio, which in a version that I will show you in a preview now, because it's still not available, we have a couple of bugs to fix before releasing, we can also catch the direct query request made to the relational database. OK, so let's go to the demo machine. And let me do this. First of all, I have to go in SQL Server Profiler. And if I go in the SQL Server Profiler, what I want to do is I want to analyze analysis services. Because in this way, regardless of the relational database I connect to, I can intercept the SQL queries that are sent there. Because if you are using a local SQL Server, you can use the profiler also on SQL Server. But if you are connecting to a SQL Azure, a SQL Azure DW, or Oracle, or Teradata, or some other future database, you might have to use a different tool to investigate on what is going on, and you may be not an administrator of that database. So if I connect to analysis services, I can choose a number of events. I already created a template with the event selection that include the direct query event. The direct query and event contains all the requests made to SQL Server or to the relational database with a SQL statement and the duration, so how much milliseconds analysis services waited for the answer from the relational database. So if I run this profiler session, and now I open any client connected to my direct query, to any direct query database, I can see what is going on. So for example, I could get this one is the sample data. I think this one has the big numbers. So if I remove this, I'm generating a new query. As you see, I'm waiting. Something is happening. In the profiler, I see a number of events that are going here. And here you can see direct query events. Pay attention to one thing. I run a single MDX query, which is this one. This is the MDX code that Excel sent to analysis services. And this is intercepted here. Excel is showing me these numbers. So in order to produce this pivot table, Excel ran a query to analysis services, and analysis services split the workload between different operations that generated not just one, but one, two, three different direct query requests. So my single MDX query generated three different SQL Server requests. And if you take a look at the query sent, you may realize why this query was slow. This query requested only one measure. So the pivot table had the three measures, and for some reason, direct query, instead of creating just a single SQL query, created three different queries. Again, we will see later how this can be improved, but the point is that MDX is supported. MDX does not generate the best query plan for direct query. DAX has a much better story in terms of the efficiency of the SQL code that is generated for direct query. So this is a first. Excel works. Excel is not the best client that we can use. That's the first interesting thing that you can see. By the way, don't be scared about these numbers. I will show you much better performance in the last demo. So don't worry about the performance. But at the same time, I also want to show you that everything is not for free. You have to evaluate how to optimize your model. So this is a way in which we can capture all the queries sent to any server, because even if I had Teradata database, I would see the SQL query sent to Teradata exactly in this event. Now, when we want to optimize this stuff, usually we use DuckStudio. Why DuckStudio? DuckStudio is a tool that is available on Complex. It's an open source tool that you can download for free and has a number of features to analyze the query, analyze the performance with the profiler, and so on. So DuckStudio acts as a SQL profiler, intercepted the events like the SQL profiler, but shows these events in a simpler way to be analyzed. For example, if I have, in this case, a DAX query, but I could do the same for an MDX query. I highlight this query and I run this query here. What happened? This version of DAX Studio, as you see, is the 2.4.5, is not available at the moment, is a preview. We have this direct query trace. For those of you that know DuckStudio, this is something that is new. And when you enable this direct query trace, what happens is that if you enable the server timings, which shows you the profiler events here, and you run the query, what you will see is that instead of looking at the storage engine events sent to the Vertipack engine, you see the SQL queries sent to the relational database that corresponds to the direct query and events that we have seen before in the profiler. We see here the duration, the CPU time, and we can see also the SQL code that has been sent to SQL Server. So what we usually do in order to evaluate what is the best way to write a certain DAX measure and so on, we create a sample query to test the code. We run the query here in this environment. We look at the SQL code generated, and we realize whether we can do something to improve to generate a better SQL code, or what we can do on SQL Server in this case in order to improve the performance of this single query. Okay, and I think that this will be an useful tool for improving the performance. We'll come back on these queries because I will show you that also in DAX, different queries produce different results in direct query. Okay. Just checking if I remember everything. Yes. Yes, okay. There is one last thing that I didn't show you, sorry. So far, I've shown you queries sent in by Excel. In reality, a better client tool is Power BI. Why Power BI? Because Power BI, let me open another instance of Power BI. Power BI can connect to analysis services, and in this case can connect to analysis services with a direct query database. So if I connect to analysis services here, I specify my server name here, and I connect live to analysis services. When I click OK, I will see the list of the databases available in my instance of analysis services, I hope, yes, here. And I can connect, for example, to this Contoso direct query. Now, Contoso direct query is another model that I created before. This access to the 12 million rows, but on a SQL Server 2016 that has the column store index enabled. So I expect better performance in this case. Beside that, what I want to show you is that if I click OK, and I should have still the profiler active here. Yes, so let me just clear the rows here. What happened when I include in my model the cost, the margin, and the sales amount? And I transform this into this. Remember, I'm in direct query, 12 million rows. Now I also include the calendar year in the rows. And so I'm obtaining more or less the same result that we have seen before in Excel. But if you notice, now the performance were good. I didn't wait a few seconds every time I clicked around. So there are a few things to consider here. First of all, Power BI is able to send more than one query at a time. So if I, in this case, I have only one element, but if I had three or four elements in the same report, I would have seen a single set of DAX queries, one for each element, sent to analysis services. And analysis services can provide a multiple answer. So you may see here a list of queries. And these queries are more efficient than the MDX code. If I look at the code, if I copy this code that I have here, and I include these in DAX Studio, I create a new connection in DAX Studio, and I connect to the tabular server, to the same database here. I pass this code because I want to see what is going on. So what is the result of this query, enabling, of course, the trace. So if I run this query, I see that the result is available here in the results. So in the result pane, you see the same result with a few additional metadata that has been used to mark the grand total in the result. But what is more interesting is that in this case, I had a single query, a single SQL query sent to SQL Server. And this is a detail that I want to illustrate now that we talk about optimization. So clients are different. Languages are different. Excel is an MDX client. And as an MDX client, it doesn't have any cache at the client level. At the same time, MDX does not provide me, when in direct query mode, any cache on the analysis services layer. This means that every time you drill down and drill up in Excel, you repeat the same queries to SQL Server every single time. And unfortunately, SQL Server doesn't have a cache at the result level of a query. SQL Server, let's talk about Microsoft SQL Server. Microsoft SQL Server cache data at the storage level. So you avoid the I/O. You have the page in memory. You may have an index. But every time you run the query is executed again, even if it is the same query that we ran 2 seconds ago and we expect the same result. And this is different than analysis services. So a single request made by a single pivot table, moreover, may generate different queries to SQL. We have seen this before, but this could be worse. If you have different granularities in a pivot table, you have data at the year level, month level, and category and subcategory level, every single granularity is a different set of queries, a different group by, sent to SQL Server. And every time you drill down, every query is repeated again. Now, Power BI has the ability to include multiple DAX queries in the same request, but Power BI does another important thing. Power BI creates a cache at the client level. So when you drill down and drill up, or you select a slicer in Power BI, and then you go back to the same slicer, you do not see new queries run to analysis services. Analysis services does not receive a new query when you go back and forth in Power BI through your slicers, which is good for the performance. But if you have a real-time database that is running, think about the consequences. You see a number. Then you drill down, and you see another number. You go back, and you see the previous number, whereas you may expect that the number in the meantime increased until you hit a refresh at the report level that cleared the cache at the client level. You have to be aware of this, because every time I hear people talking about, we want real time. Look, real time is dangerous, and it's expensive if you want the real time. Okay, so you have to be aware of that, and you have to be aware of another subtle potential issue. Now, if in this case this query is, the query that I shown you before was easy, let me go back on one demo because I want to clarify this. But think about the difference between these two queries. This query shows me, so these are two queries that produce the same result, two DAX queries. This query here produces this result. Let's just focus on the result. This is the result of the first query. This is the result of the second query. Okay, more or less the same. We do not have the rows that are empty, but the rows that have numbers have the same number. Okay. Now, look at the different execution. This query, the last one, generated a single SQL statement. The previous query generates two SQL queries. I don't want to enter into why this happened. The point is, this is a very simple query. Sometimes you have more complex queries, and the number of SQL queries sent to SQL Server are, you know, a higher number. Those queries are not included in a transaction that isolates completely from any other changes in the database, which means that within a single DAX query, or MDX query, you may have different partial results in SQL that could be different. So think about this. You see, imagine the situation that an Excel user could see. Imagine this result where you sum these three columns and the number that you see here does not correspond to the grand total. This could happen if you have a real-time database. And the solution is not easy because the solution to this is expensive in terms of cost for the query. Think about the problem. It's not a problem, oh, this product doesn't work. No, the problem is complex. This product tries to balance, tries to find a trade-off between performance and consistency of the results of the query. So I'm just saying, be aware of this. Consider what could happen when you use the direct query and you have real-time data, so data that are changing. You may have also noticed that all the queries had a top 1,000,001 at the beginning. Why this? The idea is that in an ideal world, you run a query that returns 10 rows. The SQL query returns 10 rows. Perfect. But in the real world, sometime, because of the complexity of the DAX query, because of the calculation that you have, because of many reasons, the query that the analysis services send to SQL Server may require a larger granularity. And the worst condition is that it copies the entire table. If you have 10 million customers and you created a measure that finds the value for the best customer, depending on how you wrote the DAX measure, you may require the formula engine to evaluate the data customer by customer. And if you have more than 1 million customers, the result set sent to the formula engine is maybe 5 or 10 million rows. In order to avoid you to wait too much or to create too large a data set in memory, there is a setting that by default limits this number to 1 million rows, which is fine if you are using Power BI. If you are using analysis services and you know that the largest dimension you have is 5 million rows, I suggest you to change the setting so that it has at least the size of the largest dimension that you have in your data model. Because otherwise, chances are that certain calculation that you perform in DAX will be not correct. By the way, if you hit this limit, if the number that you see in the query is not 1 million, it's 1,000,001. If the number of rows is 1,000,001, it means that you have more than 1 million rows, you get an error. The result of the DAX query or the MDX query will be an error. So this is a sort of a security system to avoid that a single query made by a single user returns a too big data set that slows down performance of everyone else. But at the same time, if you have certain large databases, you may want to change this in analysis services. In Power BI, you cannot change this setting today, unfortunately. Security. What about security? I say that the security is improved in indirect query in analysis services 2016 because now we can use security. We can use security actually in two ways. First, we can use the role-based security of any analysis services model. What happens if we use this security? Very simple. the queries sent to SQL Server will include where condition, where filters that applies the security filters that you included in the role that you are using for that user. I will show you a demo in a minute. But there is a second system that you can use. You can ask to analysis services to impersonate the query that is connected to analysis services to SQL Server. And since if you are using Microsoft SQL Server 2016, you have the role level security in SQL Server, you may decide to skip the security in analysis services and to only use the security in SQL Server. Or you can use both. If for some reason you want to merge the security of analysis services and the security of SQL Server, you can. I don't know if it is a good idea, but in certain scenarios, it could be something that is the right thing to do. So let me show you how we use the security in Analysis Services 2016 with Direct Query. Let me recover the right model here. And just a second. Oops. No, okay. Okay, perfect. So security roles is here. Okay, this is a model where I have a direct query mode with sample data. So if I click on the model and I highlight the property, this is in direct query mode. I also have sample data, so I can see a preview of the data here. And if I go in model and roles, I created three different roles here, which are America, Asia, Europe, and each role applies a filter to the store table with this expression. For example, the America role only filters continent North America, Asia, Europe, only Europe. So it's interesting to see what happened when I use this model. So if I go in Excel and I use the full data view, okay? So I will connect with Direct Query, but I also want to impersonate two roles. Asia and Europe. So I'm simulating an end user that belongs to these two roles. And at this point, my Excel pivot table here will show me the data of what? So let me include my three measures here. And I want to include from the store table, I included the country region, okay? As you see, the data set is not very large, so I have only one country for each continent. I see data from China and from Germany. I'm not seeing data from the United States because I'm filtering this. How this is working, if I look at the query generated in the profiler, and I can show you this here, you will see that the final part of the query has a where condition where a certain column has to be equal to Asia and another, and the same column has to be equal to Europe in an OR condition. So in practice, the presence of a certain DAX expression in the security role, in the filter condition of the security role, is transferred to all the queries, all the SQL queries sent to SQL Server. I want to highlight you that this should suggest you that if you have 100 users, every user will generate different queries potentially to SQL Server. Think about this. So the workload on your database when you have security active, but after all, you cannot do anything about that. Now, for those of you that know SQL, this expression is caring, because I know that this college here doesn't work well with the indexes. The reason for that is something that I will explain you in a moment for the optimization. The presence of that is because we are using left join and not inner join, as you see here. But I will explain you this in a moment. The other thing about security is the following. When I connect to the database, when I define the connection between the model and the data source, I have here these settings in impersonation mode. Now, there is a bug in SQL Server Data Tools, because here you do not see a setting. Look at the available options. We have specific Windows username and password, service account, and attendant account. This is what is the user that analysis services shows to SQL Server when connects to SQL Server in direct query mode. Now, if you use the same setting in SQL Server Management Studio, you see what you should see also in SQL Server Data Tools, because here, where is, not here, sorry, impersonation info, this one. This is the option that I need. Use the credential of the current user. I already filed a bug to connect. Max already said that it already fixed it. In the next release of SQL Server Data Tools, we should see exactly the same information here. If I select use the credential of the current user, every time analysis services connects to SQL Server in direct query mode, it impersonates the user that is connected to analysis services, showing to SQL Server the credential of the user connected. Otherwise, if I use a service account, SQL Server always sees the same user connected, which is analysis services, and not the user that is connected to analysis services. Of course, you need Kerberos to do that. But this is important if you want to leverage on the row-level security of SQL Server. Okay, so today, unless you know how to manually modify the JSON code in the model in Visual Studio, you have to modify this in SQL Server Management Studio. If you are facing this problem, send me an email, but in a few weeks, this problem should be fixed also in SQL Server Data Tools. Last, optimization. I already introduced a few topics about the optimization. We can just enter into a few more details, but I can announce that in a few weeks, we will publish a white paper about direct query where we explain in more, we will explain in more detail all these possible optimizations. So, first of all, you have to optimize DAX. You have to use optimized DAX functions in DAX measures and columns. And you have to try to reduce the complexity of calculation in aggregations. I will show you an example in a moment. You have to optimize the data model, trying to enable the referential integrity in relationships, because this generates inner joins instead of left joins. Unfortunately, this is possible today only in Power BI and not in SQL Server Data Tools, because there is no UI in SQL Server Data Tools to enable the referential integrity assumption. But this is, again, another feature that will come soon. Consider in a careful way whether to enable the bidirectional filters, because bidirectional filters can generate much more complex SQL statements. So I would suggest you to enable bidirectional filter only if you really need them in direct query. From the relational point of view, of course, column store indexes are the first and obvious consideration, but also indexed views could be a solution, especially if you have an old database that doesn't have a column store index, but the SQL Server 2005 has indexed views if you have the Enterprise Edition. Okay, so, last demo. Optimize data. Okay, I have prepared a couple of examples. One is the following. In this model, you can see that I have different DAX measures. I have a sales amount measure defined as the sum of the line amount column in the sales table. So I have a column in SQL Server that contains quantity multiplied by price, whereas the original sales amount measure that I had, sorry, was a sum X that multiplied the net price column by the quantity column. Okay, so in one case, I'm multiplying two columns that are in the same table. In another case, I'm summing just one column. In Vertipack, we suggested to use this approach. Because in VertiPack, unless you have billions of rows, this approach is usually faster for a number of reasons that will be too long to explain. In column store index, however, this is not necessarily the same. But the difference is sometimes complex to explain. Let me show you in an example that I prepared here. I hope. No, I didn't prepare here. Yes, this one. So for example, here, OK, this is not exactly the same. But if I run this query, the SQL code generated here includes a multiplication in between two columns. Reset. This is the example where I'm just summing one single column from the SQL Server table. In the second case, I have the same example, a similar example actually, but the interesting point is that in this case, I'm multiplying two columns of the same table. Now, depending on the size of the table, depending on a number of consideration, you may observe that this approach is likely slower. Again, it depends really on the indexes that you have in SQL Server and on many other details. But I observed that the number of rows where creating a single column that already has the calculation that can be aggregated as a single sum, this number of rows is smaller in SQL in order to justify an additional column than in VertiPack. So this is a first consideration. The second consideration is that you have seen that most of the joins that are created here in the model created in analysis services are left join. If I use Power BI today, and as I say, this is a feature that will be available in SQL Server Data Tools, I hope, very soon. We have this additional option available for each relationship, that is assume referential integrity. When you click this option, in reality, nothing particular happened. This option by default is unchecked, and if it is unchecked, you obtain the same left join. When you click this checkbox, what happened? It happens that every query I run will contain an inner join instead of a left join. So if I go in, let me see if I can do this in DuckStudio. If I go in DuckStudio and I change the connection using the database, the analysis service database, direct query mode used by Power BI, and I execute this same query here. I have probably a different name. Let me check. I have to use this one. It should be enough. OK. Let me enable the server timings and run this query again and look at the query generated. I can show you that now, instead of having a left join, we have an inner join. And the presence of the inner join is important, especially when you have filters, because the filters, especially for the security, will not have this coalesce, blah, 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 because it is not expected that you have a null value in those columns, and the filter can work in a much, much more efficient way. So this is another important thing. And finally, I also have an example of the column store indexes that we created in the fact tables of the Contoso. When I use the Contoso direct query, I created a column store index for each fact table. Technically, it could be better to create a column store index for each table, including the dimensions, for a number of reasons. But sometimes this could be a challenge for your model, especially if you have foreign key relationships and other things. So from a relational point of view, it's challenging. And this is the example of the table that we created where we materialized the line amount, the line cost, and the line margin columns that I used to avoid the calculation of quantity multiplied by unit price or unit cost in the measures that you have seen in the previous model. So as you see, we created this table, we materialized the table, and we created the cluster column store index on this table. So if you think for a moment, if the reason why you didn't want to use analysis services was to avoid duplicating data, think about this twice, because when it comes to optimization, you end up creating indexes, and indexes are duplication of the data in any case. So I'm not saying that it is bad, I'm just saying think about the reason why you are using direct query or you want to use direct query. And the scenarios where it makes sense to use direct query are, you have a small database that is updated often, considering the real-time consideration that we made before, but this is something that may work very well for you. You remove the latency caused by the data refresh. Or you have a database that is so large that it cannot fit in memory. And this, removing the processing time, enable you to have a lower latency, and you don't need a large hardware too. So you may just not have the budget to buy another big server for analysis services. But of course, set your expectations about the performance. You cannot think that you will be faster than an equivalent or maybe even a cheaper machine running analysis services in direct query mode. So recap, there have been huge, huge improvements between 2012-2014, so my message is, in 2012-2014, I was saying, direct query is just a joke. It's just a demo, don't use it, period. It was easy. Now I say, you can start considering direct query. It's not the obvious automatic default for any project, but in certain scenarios, it could work today. Now we can start using it. Of course, we had to be careful. We had to consider how to optimize the performance, but we can start to use it. And we can also use Excel as a client. It's not so fast as Power BI, but it's good enough in certain conditions. Consider creating, consolidating calculated columns on the relational database. Technically, the model can have calculated columns in DAX. It is just something that you will have calculated in every single query, so think about the performance if you have large tables. Use referential integrity assumption for optimizing the join, and choose the right security model if you want to use the security model in analysis services or in row-level security in SQL Server. Optimize the relational database for direct query. If you don't do anything and you connect straight to the OLTP without creating additional indexes, I know the performance will be bad even with a small set of data, and you will have a large workload on your SQL Server database. But if you consider especially column store indexes for a SQL Server, you may have a good enough performance, and I think that you may see, especially in Power BI, thanks to the caching system, really makes any model with a few 10 or 100,000, 100 million rows or something like that, it's easy to have very good performance today, which was not easy before, especially if you had not trivial calculations. And use cases, small databases updated often, and large databases that cannot fit in memory. So, number of resources. I invite you to provide feedback about this session. The audience is small, and if we don't get at least 10 or 20 feedback, the session is practically ignored by the system. Thank you very much for attending. There are microphones if you have any questions. Thanks. Can you raise the hand or? Yep. Yeah, if you talk to the microphone, so we can record the question too. Please.
Thanks, Marco. Is this available in analysis services dimensional mode? Or is it just tabular?
Okay. No, this is just for tabular. Multidimensional has the roll-up mode in multidimensional, but it didn't change since the last version. So you will have the same pros and cons that you have in roll-up mode.
So there are no improvements in
2016? No. Multidimensional,
2016.
No. Not today.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Other questions? No questions? Can you talk to the microphone so I can hear?
No, just wanted to see the previous resources slide.
Oh, yeah. I just went here for the, oh, here. Okay? This is a generic one, I think, is not specific of direct query. Any other question? No questions. Okay, thank you very much. If you need more, I'm around.